Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon, your lord and... No, I don't know. I was going to come up with a really good name because I figured Tyler has all these... great endings. Maybe I should mix up the beginning, but that was poor attempts at best.
Poor execution. But I'm Tyler, by the way.
Yeah. And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Thursday the 12th of November. We are talking about Boxing 201.
That we are.
So we did a series, a show in the beginnings of this adventure of ours.
Yes.
Boxing 101, which was... the basics of boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts, which Tyler led us through, which was very informative. If you would like to go back and listen to that one, it's in our archives. I'll put the link up on today's post so that you can go back and check that out. Anything you'd like to start us off with before we get into the meat and potatoes of this bad boy?
Let's see. Today is Thursday. No.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty boring. Let's see.
We went to Dave and Buster's the other day.
Yeah, we did. Dave and Buster's the other night. That was good times.
I really enjoyed that. For those of you who aren't familiar, Dave and Buster's has been equated to the Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Basically, it's all the games that Chuck E. Cheese has with alcohol.
Right.
And no little kids. You have to be like 21 to get in.
Well, there were younger people there.
But you have to have someone that's 21 with you.
Really?
Yeah, because at the door, because we went in late. It was like 10 o'clock when we went there, and there was nobody at the door. But I've gone before where you have to have, like, someone 21 or over to get in.
Really?
Yeah.
But they'll let people 21 and younger in?
Yeah, but you have to have an adult with you.
Wow.
You can't just be, like, high schoolers can't go.
I like that.
Like, I like that theory as well. Because so it's like, you can have your kids with you playing.
Right.
But you can't have just kids.
Right. I like that a lot because
there's like a pool hall involved. There's a huge bar. There's like an eating area.
Two bars.
It's a large establishment.
Yeah, it's pretty massive. It's in the Great Mall.
Yeah.
In Milpitas, I believe.
I don't know.
Near Sunnyvale. And that was a lot of fun.
It was just far enough that it wasn't far.
Right.
That it wasn't annoying how far it was.
It wasn't like, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that again.
That was fun. True. Sure. And then, yeah. So let's hit into this, Tyler. So going off with what we know about boxing, or what we've told our audience about boxing can require minimal equipment, correct?
Yes.
But you kind of need to have someone there to tell you what to do. So what have you done for us as far as boxing, and have you broken it down so that people at home can do it without having to get, you know, wrist tape and gloves and a heavy bag and, all the equipment
and stuff, or on a budget per se.
Right.
So basically the way that I would break this down is, let's say you are someone that enjoys the boxing idea. I mean, you don't need to like the boxing lifestyle of boxing for the most part, they like to do a lot of intense workout stuff.
Okay.
Almost oddly like CrossFit-ish. And when I say CrossFit, where it's like, sometimes it just doesn't make sense why they're...
Right.
They're just doing it because it's hard. Because
on a side note, one thing that always cracks me up is when boxers... How long is a box, the average boxing match?
It can go up
to 30 minutes, right?
It goes up to,
30 minutes.
Well, no, because, see, I trained MMA people, so it's three-minute rounds.
Uh-huh.
Or it's 3 5-minute rounds, or 5 5-minute rounds.
Right.
Mattering on the place and whatnot. Where, like, boxing, though, you can get into, like, 18 rounds.
Really?
You can get deep into the, the amateur boxing world.
Wow. Because what I was going to say is that, this applies to MMA fighters, at least. And boxing. It was when they go long-distance running. Like, over 2 miles. I think that's one of the stupidest things as far as training specificity goes. Because you're going all out for 3 to 5 minutes with a minute rest. That's how you should be training, right?
I mean, that's how, I mean, I'm not I don't have any fighters as clients, but when I do it, I always do it in interval training.
Right, because it doesn't make sense to go run a marathon if you're going to be doing sprints, you know? Yeah. Like,
it's, I would do a, it's 100% rest, 100% rest, 100% rest for the most part.
Oh, I thought you were saying, because the way you just said it, it sounds like 100% rest. Like, you're resting 100% of the time, as opposed to going all out 100%.
You go 100% all out for an amount of time, then you rest for an amount of time.
Right.
And then you go out 100%, and then you rest for another amount of time.
Right. No, so that I understand kind of that. Stuff. So, that was just one observation I wanted to make, because I think it's funny.
Yeah, I...
Because a lot of people just do, like, we were watching, we were at the Cal game.
Mm-hmm.
And every single, both teams, both OSU and Cal, when they were warming up, did static stretching after they warmed up and did their dynamic stretching. And science has shown that doing static stretching before an athletic event increases injury now. Like, that's what we know. But, with boxing, is we've always done
this
way.
They've always done it this way, so we're going to keep doing it this way.
Exactly. Why change it?
Yeah, and it's interesting. And it's kind of nice to see the MMA stuff because... And when I say MMA, it's mixed martial arts. It's the in the cage. Yeah, they're barbarians, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's interesting with those people because a lot of the people training in it are not so much a boxing background. They can have a karate background or a jiu-jitsu or a wrestling or, you know, Greco-Roman wrestling and stuff like that and all that stuff. So you can have all these different styles that they all work out differently, kind of a, you know, type of person.
Right.
So that's interesting to see that. But if you want to do some boxing, and because when I was doing the 101, it was more just like safety, I felt, and, you know, form.
Giving people a solid base to go
just
off
to, you know, when you get there, not to be too scared.
Right.
So let's say, you know, you've listened to that. We'll set the link up on this one's post on the blog at truefitnessacademy.com. But let's say you want to do it and you don't want to get a boxing trainer. Like that, let's just say that's not how
it's
you want to do
it. Not an option, or you don't want to get that deep into it.
That deep into it. You just kind of want to have something to do, maybe get some frustration out or whatever.
So I'm going to go punch a wall, right?
No.
No?
Good call. But no.
I was just going to put some of the, like, cheap $10 gloves on and punch a wall. That's what
I've
been told.
No, that's all like, that hurts my head.
Walls, you know, they don't hit back. I like that. They're hard, which is also I like hitting walls because of their hardness. And I'm wearing a glove, so I can't hurt myself, right? I'm just going to go wail on it.
Go ahead and let's see how long you last on that.
Oh, it's going to be a long time, Tyler.
Okay, we should tape that. I would love to watch that. Can we go downstairs and not do it in an apartment, though?
Yeah, let's go find a brick one.
Yeah.
Watch me break my other wrist.
Okay, good times. But, no, so...
I just people sometimes have ridiculous ideas.
Yeah,
it's
funny to me that people are like, oh, yeah, when I train, I hit walls, and it's like, you're not training for anything productive, so why are you doing that?
Right.
But let's say, you know, you want to train in boxing and don't want to do a personal trainer or a boxing trainer at that most. There's
what?
Like a boxing trainer.
Okay.
I just added words for no reason.
Okay, I just want to make sure there wasn't anything important.
There was nothing important in that kind of sentence. I was going to just talk past and hope that no one would notice, but thank you for noticing.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm a listener.
I like that you call me out on that.
I wasn't trying to call you out. I was just listening, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss anything.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things that you will need. First, a jump rope.
Jump rope.
$10.
$10. At most.
At most. Do not get it weighted. I mean, for the most part, get a $3 beaded one that, for all I care, has the pom-poms on the end of it.
Right.
Just rip that sucker off.
Or you can go get the electric ones that don't actually have a rope.
No, do not get the electric ones that we talked about. I don't think we ever talked about them.
No, we
made fun of them.
We did, but we recorded one episode that we never
aired.
But they're retarded.
Like,
I'm sorry for using, quote-unquote, the R word, but they are the stupidest thing.
It's like this baton that has, like...
Skip It.
It's Skip It for your hands, and you're supposed to jump. It's dumb.
Yeah.
But no, so get a, you know, your basic jump rope. I personally don't like the leather ones, just because every leather one I've had, it tangles really weird.
And they tend to hold the form that you keep them in.
Yeah.
So if you wrap it up around the handles, it'll stay wrapped up.
It doesn't circulate. It doesn't go around the body too fast, and it's weird. So yeah, I get plastic or like the weird beaded kind, and I hope you know what I mean when I say the bead.
It's almost like a weird necklace.
Yeah, like when you think of a little girl jumping rope, outside and a fire hose, like hydrants blown up, and kids are running through the street, like that kind of a jump rope.
Right.
Get one of those. Get hand wraps. Those will set you back another $10,
I need the hand wraps for?
Hand wraps are for protection of your wrists more than anything, and your knuckles.
So what am I going
to
be hitting?
You're not going to be hitting anything. What it is for is to, A, get used to, and it also will protect another piece of equipment that I would suggest you getting if you want to get into it. But the hand wraps also will keep your form better and will be also a lightweight to your hands when punching.
Okay. So, and plus you look hella cool.
You look kind of badass.
Right.
And it's kind of the one form of quote-unquote gloves that I'm okay with. You would never lift with them on.
No.
But you look cool when you're just walking around the gym in the boxing area with them on.
Right. Don't go out in public with them. I mean, you could probably go on a run with them, but that's like...
I don't know why, but...
I mean, if you're going to go run, do some boxing stuff, and then run back, that's probably...
I can see that, but yeah, it's...
But don't just wear them around because
it's not a fashionable item.
No, unless you just want to go get in fights. In which case, dip them in glass first.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
So, get the hand wraps. I believe I show you how to wrap them. In 101. If not, I'll find a video and I'll show you. I'll post a video on how to do that. And then the next item is I would get gloves.
Gloves.
The reason why I would get gloves is A, if you're gonna box, eventually, if you like it, this wouldn't be your first purchase, but like let's say it's the second or third time of doing this, and you like it, eventually you're gonna move on to hitting something.
Right.
So get them. If you're gonna do it right. And don't get $10 cheap ones. Spend the extra $20 to $30 of that. Get a $30 to $40 pair. And they come in pink. They come in blue. They come in black.
Green, I've seen.
I've seen green as well.
Or Captain America.
I've not seen that. But
you've never seen the American ones?
I've seen America, not Captain America.
So I threw in an extra word.
Oh, I was. Just I like, thought that like Marvel might have had like a Spider-Man series and like a Wolverine one.
Probably
I didn't know. No. That's what I was thinking.
No. I just meant, you know. Oh, okay. As Captain America would box.
Box. Okay. No, okay. That makes sense. I've seen those.
Yes. Don't you have a pair of those?
No. I have blue.
I thought you had a, like, didn't your mom get you a different pair at one point that looked kind of funky?
No. I only have the blue, and I had a crappy pair of red ones that were like $10.
We bought those together.
That was just...
We had a fight.
Weird foam and not good stuff.
We had a fight night in... high school.
It was dumb.
It was really dumb. Tyler almost re-broke his nose.
Yeah.
I almost got hit in the back of the head multiple times, but I went the full distance, so that's what matters.
It was just a bad idea. Don't do it.
No, fight clubs are kind of a dumb idea.
Dumb idea. It makes you feel good for about 30 seconds until you get hit the first time. And then you're like, this might not have been the best idea.
Right. And then you realize, oh, I actually might get hurt.
Yeah.
Not a good choice.
Not worth it.
Go play rugby instead.
Go play any competitive sport instead.
Right.
So get the gloves.
So gloves are something I could buy later on then.
Yeah, gloves, you know, later on. But when you buy the gloves, get 16. If you're a girl, get 14. I know that sounds odd, but do it.
16 pairs?
16 ounces.
16 ounces.
Yeah.
I'm just
no, that's helping good. Out. That's my, when you do your posture and all that other stuff. What's it called?
Pilates?
That thing.
Did you say I'm drunk?
No, I'm just drawing a blank. That's what I was doing that lately. So Pilates, I always try and make it sound more.
So guys, 16 ounces.
16, girls, 14.
14 ounces.
Then what else you will need is a piece of string or yarn or rope of some kind. And this I will explain later. You probably need anywhere, I'd probably get 20 feet.
20 feet.
20 feet of it, because you're gonna be wrapping it around some things, so okay. You need some room to.
Just get a nice spool. Yeah. Because string always comes in handy, and you never have it. So get some. Just
get
invest.
some rope or string of some kind. String's better than rope, just because it's easier to cart around. So yeah, that's all you will really need as of right now, in the realm of equipment for it.
Okay.
So the first thing I would do is wrap your hands.
And watch the video.
Watch
for that.
The video on how to do that. Then, first thing I do is I shadow box. And you might be asking, Tyler, shadow boxing, what is that?
That was my question.
I'm sure. Basically,
do I need a lamp?
No.
Do I need a wall?
No. If you have a mirror, I like a mirror.
So I can do this in my bathroom.
I've never done it in the bathroom. If you have a big bathroom, I guess you could. I probably wouldn't because it could be wet.
Okay, true.
So if you're doing, I always like to do it in front of a mirror just so I can see my form. But basically, I just tell people, fight yourself in the mirror.
Okay.
Basically, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're just going to keep punching and pretend you're fighting yourself.
So I'm punching the mirror.
You're not going to touch the mirror ever, but you're going to be punching at yourself within the mirror.
Okay, so I pretend that there's me, and I punch the image of me, at the image
of
me.
At the image of you in the mirror. You will never hit the mirror. Okay. If you so do, just, you need to take a step back or three.
Uh-huh. So I'm just punching the air.
Yes. So then you're going to do this for about three rounds. Mirror. Three rounds could be 3 minutes or 5 minutes. I prefer 3 minutes because...
Let's not lie, you're lazy.
I am. And let's not lie, you're not going for championship rounds.
I am.
Quite yet. So we'll just do three-minute rounds right now. The way to do rounds, the easiest way is to have a clock. Stopwatches are hard when you get the gloves on to do. Unless you have a secondary person with you, don't waste your time. Just start on the top of the minute and know how to count.
Right. Or I like to do it to a song. If you get three-minute songs, like, they're about 3 minutes, you know.
You know the general gist of what it is.
If
you could do that.
2:53, that's 3 minutes.
Yeah, you know.
If it's 3:30, go for the extra 30 seconds. Who cares?
Go for the extra 30 seconds. Then you're going to rest for a minute. In the rest for a minute, don't ever put your hands down to your side. Always keep them about shoulder height.
I like to rest them on my head.
You can rest them on your head. I usually will just, like, rest them on my chin. That doesn't mean that I have a Jay Leno chin, but, like, I'll just keep them touching my chin. Because so often, I personally, when punching, I drop my arms. So I have to force to keep them up. So I always just keep them in front of my face at all times, just as to remind me to keep them up.
Got it.
So you're going to do that for three rounds. And once you get done with that, the next thing you're going to do, and by now you should be sweating. Like, if you're not sweating by the start of round two, you need to be punching a little bit faster. You know, this is, each round you step it up a little bit in this process. The second exercise you're going to do, and this one you'll set up.
How fast should I be punching? How many punches? You know, should I be, like, throwing, like, as many as I can? Should I be dancing around? You know, how should I be doing this?
You should be moving around. I'll show a video of somebody shadow boxing too, just to show what it looks like. Yeah, you're going to be moving around. Pretend you are fighting yourself. I move around. I swear I probably look like the biggest moron when doing it, because I literally pretend that this person that I'm fighting, you know,
wants to hurt you.
Is the dragon and I'm the knight kind of a concept.
I usually pretend I'm the dragon and they're the knight.
Oh.
Because then I get to eat them at the end.
Yummy.
Suckers!
So, do that. Then the next thing, and I would set this next part up beforehand. I should have said that, but oh well. You're going to find 2 points in your gym that you can hang a rope from.
Hopefully at neck level so that the person walking by will get clotheslined.
You want it to be at shoulder level.
Which for some people walking by will be neck level, so they'll get clotheslined.
So a lot of gyms will have random hooks or poles somewhere or like columns that just happen to be
Don't put this in the main thoroughfare.
No, yeah, you want to get this away from people. Or you don't even need the rope. Just be cautious of the idea that I'm about to give you. The rope, you're going to do what's called ducking under. I know. Big whoop-de-doo.
What?
I know. Basically, what you do is you're going to stand under the rope at one end. So you have about 20 feet of rope. You're going to stand at one end. You're going to duck, squatting almost, like a split squat, because you're in the fighter's position.
Right.
Go back to the original. You'll know what that is. Plog and Link. It's the very first thing on this one. You're going to squat down in a split squat. Move your head to the other side. Take a step forward. Do it again to the back side. Does that make sense?
Right. So you're just squatting. No, it's good. You're squatting under the rope, stepping, squatting back to the other side, stepping.
Squatting back. So you're moving forward, and you're never crossing your feet. I've talked about that in the first one.
So it's almost like walking lunges, but you don't move when you lunge. You move when you're not lunged.
It's basically a split squat, walk, split squat, walk, but it's like you're moving back and forth. And
it's
this,
like you're bobbing and weaving.
It's a bob weave concept. And this basically is A, helping your back a little bit because you will lean forward just in the motion. It helps your butt. It helps your legs. It also helps your obliques a little bit because you will be moving back and forth in a bob type manner. You're just going to do this back and forth, and it's not – you're going to go all the way down to the other end and then back, not turning around and back.
So backwards.
Just going backwards.
So be cautious. There might be people getting clotheslined by your rope at your gym behind you as you're going backwards.
You can set this up in a place where not a lot of people will.
I just love the image of like this like slightly shorter person than you just walking by and then just boom!
Which is most people.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So doing that you're going to then do for 3 rounds.
What if I only have 10 feet? Would I go there, back, there, back?
You're going to do that for three. You're just going to go there, back, there, back, there, back, there, back,
for
there, back,
minutes.
For
okay.
3 minutes. So all this
really,
is time.
So you don't really need 20 feet. I could do it in 10 feet.
Yeah. I just find
20 feet is a good starter.
It's
in place.
A good just distance to make like actual movement.
Uh-huh.
Being 6 foot, a step, 10 feet
right.
is roughly
five,
three.
Six steps.
You know? So I'd only take, 4 steps at the most in 10 feet. Before I had to go back. So having 20, I'm now at 8 to 9.
Okay.
That's why I always try and get longer.
Okay.
Then, so you're going to do that for 3 rounds.
So we got 6 rounds total.
So now you're at 6 rounds. You're approximately done. Let's do that math. 3 times 6 is 18 with a minute rest. That's 24 minutes.
24 minutes. Nice middle ground of the workout.
Yeah. So now you're about halfway point. You've got 2 more exercises. This one, it's entertaining, but you're going to do what is called the circle.
Dun, 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 dun.
You basically, you find an open area, and you get in the fighter stance, and you're just going to start circling, doing the footwork that I talked about on the
first
one.
So lead with the
foot. You're going to lead with the foot that you're going with.
So if I'm going left, I
lead
with my
left foot. Even if it's the back foot.
Right.
You're leading with that. Never cross your feet. You're going to do a circle. And every time you get to the beginning spot, you're going to do 5 burpees.
Ooh, the burpee.
So basically what that is you get down, touch the ground, get to push-up position, jump back up in a squat, squat, jump, and then back, go around a circle.
Yeah, so squat, touch the ground, kick your legs back to a push-up, come back to that squat where you're touching the ground.
Jump.
Jump up. Come back down and do it again.
Now you do another circle.
Do I switch directions every 5 burpees?
If you want to.
So it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
But for health reasons, I'd probably say yes.
Yeah, sure.
So that you get equal amount of muscular usage.
So yeah, then go back around the other way. You're going to do this one for 3 rounds again. All this is 3 rounds. 3 rounds is roughly the MMA fighting thing, so I always do it in 3 rounds.
Right. And 3 rounds is usually 3 sets.
Yeah.
It's, for most people, pretty good.
3 is that kind of consistent number I find in a lot of workouts.
Yeah.
So now, the last thing you're going to do is the fun, the one and only jump rope.
Oh, yes.
3 rounds of jump and rope. Just go to town.
Okay.
I can't tell you how simple it is, but it's so difficult.
Oh, yeah. Jumping rope, it's going to take you a little bit of time to get into. Like, just getting into a rhythm, getting into just the basics. Yeah, it's hard.
It's not easy. So start. It's a good thing for you.
What would be some tips for people just starting out with jump rope?
A mirror. I find a mirror helped me greatly. Okay. Not looking down at my feet, looking at myself in the mirror and watching that way. Don't try and count. It's a lost cause because it's all timed. It's not like 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. Oh, I've got to, what would it be? It'd be 180. That's not 3 minutes.
No.
You're doing 3 to 4 jumps per second if you're going fast.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see another thing.
Because I remember you saying that you sometimes start your clients off without the rope at first.
Yeah, I sometimes will just
so if jump. You're not getting into it.
If you can't get the rope hand-eye coordination going, just toss it and just jump in place. It looks weird, but just do it.
Right.
And just do that for 3 minutes, 3 times, and you should be good.
Okay.
And I think that's all the really...
So I could do jumping jacks if I didn't have a jump rope. Yeah. So like the first, like just to get into the whole jumping.
The jumping. Rhythm. Yeah, just do jumping jacks, and that's even harder.
Yeah, absolutely. So, jumping jacks are tough.
They sneak up on you.
Yeah, they're not easy. So say if I was going to mix this workout into my regular workout routine, where would I put it? Would I replace another workout? Would I put it instead of my cardio? Or my upper body, my lower body.
I would
body.
Put it instead of cardio.
Okay. So if I am working out Monday, Wednesday, Friday with Tuesday, Thursday cardio, I put Tuesday, Thursday as cardio.
I do Tuesday, Thursday cardio.
Okay, cool. And then we'll post another one of these later on down the line so that when people start incorporating this in, you can give us some extra ideas.
I'll give the full normal boxing workout.
Boxing 202, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe.
Fantastic. Good. Anything else that you have for us? Anything else that people should know about boxing?
Breathe out. Breathe. Keep breathing. That's the thing that always people freak out in
the
boxing.
They do. Just in everything. People would rather hold their breath than breathe.
So just keep breathing and everything will be fine.
Okay. Fantastic. So tomorrow we're going to go on a rant on some popular things that you should never buy, never use, and overall scare the crap out of us. So watch out for that one. Tomorrow, your last chance to sign up for the True Fitness Academy newsletter and receive our guide to the holidays. Our holiday playbook, which is sincerely one of the best pieces of work I think we've ever done.
I think so as well.
Like schoolwork, work. Like I am very proud of this.
It was quite an accomplishment.
Yes. If you're having issues with the newsletter, which no one, everyone's resolved them as far as I know. Just send me your email and I'll put you in manually. Just email me at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com and we'll send that over.
And if you are in the newsletter or if you got the holiday book, there's also another email that you could maybe send it to.
Keon@truefitnessacademy.com.
Sucker didn't read that till we already sent it out.
Yeah. And the best part is, because Tyler wrote the New Year's one and blames me that, oh, I made him do the New Year's section. No. That jerk took the New Year's section. I love New Year's. Tyler's bah humbug about New Year's. It's my favorite holiday. He's like, oh, let me write New Year's. I wanna double check the alcohol stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, go ahead. That's fine.
I was Baja humbug, whatever, the whole time. It was pretty funny.
It's a cool book. I'd recommend signing up.
And it's entertaining.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why would you not do it? So that wraps us up for today. Tyler, take us out.
It's a small world.
It's a small world. Have a great day. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.